City and state officials plan to clean up and clear out the forested homeless encampment under I-5. Their plan was announced yesterday, and it calls for outreach, help finding shelter, and changing the space under I-5 to keep people from coming back. The city says if people don't leave on their own, the police could get involved. Tim Harris is an advocate for the city's homeless, and he's a founder of the newspaper Real Change. He told us if we don't change our shelter system, the people who live in the jungle won't have anywhere to go.
What they're going out there with is offers of shelter that people have already rejected is not working for them. I'm anticipating a very low success rate of getting people into services and shelter because they don't have the right people, they don't have the right timeline, they don't have the resources. This is a quick and dirty operation that's going to create misery.
Tim, the city plans to be working with the Union Gospel Mission to be offering people services and shelter space. What's wrong with that idea?
Well, I mean, the headline there should be gay mayor partners with homophobic organization to do his dirty work. You know, they're not the organization that knows those folks best. DESC, the Downtown Emergency Service Center, knows those people and has relationships. REACH, the organization that the city does their contract for outreach with, knows those folks really well and has some resources to offer. And the problem with UGM is that they're the wrong actors, and, you know, maybe they're going to go into the jungle to save some sinners, but I don't think they're going to save a lot of lives.
The mayor's office says the jungle is a hazard physically for the people who live there. There's human waste there. There's trash on the ground, needles around. It's dangerous. So why should we allow people to continue living in these conditions?
Yeah. People in the jungle are living in dirt. There's needles. There's trash. There's unsanitary conditions. All of those things are true. But they're there for a reason. It's close to the downtown. It's relatively isolated. They're out of the way. People aren't bothering them. There's the freeway that provides overhead shelter. You know, I think the mayor's office doesn't understand that homeless people have agency and they make their own choices, and that the shelter system isn't working for a lot of people, and we need to meet folks where they're at. And that doesn't mean letting criminality and unsafe conditions go untended. It means taking a realistic approach that offers trash, gets them some porta potties, builds relationships with them, have some sharp containers for to do harm reduction around the drug use, and have outreach workers going through there that are building the kind of relationships that are really going to move people out of that. What this is not a human services strategy. This is a displacement strategy.
Tim, you mentioned the challenges for some people using the shelter system. Our reporters have talked to people who live in the jungle, have made their homes there, and they have their pets, they have their partners. These are obstacles they see to getting into shelters. After law enforcement comes and they're taking people out of the jungle, if they're not going to end up in shelters, where physically do you think these people are going to go?
Well, I think that they're going to go to other encampments. They're going to go into more isolated places that are harder to get to. I mean, some people will just, if things get too hot around here, people will just leave the area and go somewhere else, which is probably part of the intention there, to turn up the heat so people just go away. The problem with this, with what's happening right now, is it's about displacement rather than offering services. Offering services takes time and resources. And, you know, right now the mayor's office doesn't seem to have that to offer.
You don't like this plan from the city and the state. So what's your solution?
The solution that homeless advocates have been proposing is that we take the time to build relationships. not move anybody unless they are a threat to others, and we can offer them something that's a better alternative than where they are right now, and increasing the services that people need and the housing to be able to ramp up on a housing first response to this.
That's Tim Harris, homeless advocate and founder of the Real Change Street Paper. He was talking about a plan to clear out and clean up the jungle. City and state officials declined to speak with us today. KUOW has been doing extensive coverage of the jungle and the people living there over the last few weeks. You can find our stories at KUOW.org.